T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I got Matt Lowell on the phone. Matt, the one of the owners of Lean Back Vapes. Matt, last week, you were headed down to D.C. There was a rally being planned where... Is there a name for the group of people? Because I was trying to label you guys as vape shop owners, vape enthusiasts, vape users. But is there like a name for your group?
Yeah, the United Vapers Alliance is who organized this. And you got the Vapor Technology Association, you got CASA. There's a bunch of ones now over the last, 12, 13 years that have come together for the vape industry, sure.
And the reason you were marching on Washington was you guys were trying to make a statement to the president, this administration who had come out and said they were going to be banning, the fear was they were going to be banning vape juices in different flavors, which, as you've said a couple times on the show, if you get rid of the ability for local vape shops like yourself, and many others, like yours and many others, if you get rid of those, it would pretty much cripple your business.
Sure, it would shut us down. Now, the rally started out kind of neat. It was supposed to start at noon, but the security came out and said, you all have to move because President Trump's coming out and getting his helicopter so he can go to the Alabama game. So we all had to move. We didn't get started a little later than that, but he did a flyby in his helicopter, and he saw us all out there, that's for sure.
I hope he did. Right, did he acknowledge you on Twitter?
Huh?
Did he acknowledge you guys on Twitter? I don't think he did. Did he?
He didn't acknowledge the rally, yeah. But he did. Tweet something about vaping.
I would knock any president. That's frustrating when you go down there, you organize, and next thing you know, he leaves. It's like, come on, you saw us right outside. You should have acknowledged us. But was it a good turnout for this event?
Yeah, the media keeps trying and trying. A couple of the news stories have said that a few hundred people gathered. I tell you what, there's probably 3,000 to 5,000 people there. Not a few hundred. They minimize it all. Like we're not many. We're 13 million vapers.
Now, you're still waiting. And Friday, you were hoping you'd get it before the weekend to make the march be something more of a celebration if it was good news. You're still waiting for the president to make some sort of announcement as to what they're going to do. Are they going to ban it? Are they going to limit the sales to only vape shops and vice versa? But there was... Let me start with this story here because I want to go backward a little bit. There's a story that's making headlines everywhere, and I know when people say the media's got some sort of they have a bias. I think this is an example. There's no question this is a horrible story, but there's a story in the news about a man whose lungs they say were damaged beyond repair by vaping has undergone a double lung transplant in Detroit, a double lung transplant in Detroit. Now, the CDC has said there's 2,000 cases of these vaping-related illnesses. I had been questioning from the beginning and taking a lot of heat for it. You know that, Matt. I told you. I'm saying, look, people have been vaping for many years. Why all of a sudden? What's happening now that's making people sick? And that was the big question. The CDC came out and they had linked it. They found what they consider to be a link to that would explain why all of a sudden people were getting sick.
Yeah, the black market tanks there. They're putting vitamin E acetate in them. And they linked every one of the cases to that. Every one of them had it in it. All the lungs. I think they studied 29 or more lung tissue, and that's what they found in every one of them.
Yeah, there was I think I saw there was THC. I forget what the numbers were, but it was like 60% of them had THC, but like it was like 99 or 100% had this vitamin E acetate, which is, it's... What is? I don't even know this. I feel like
it's an ingredient, and you will never find that in e juice, not in nicotine based e juice. You'll never find vitamin E.
Is it? From what I understand, it's something that was added into some of these THC products, and it stretches the product out. It basically, it's like watering down milk. Correct?
Like any drug dealer, he wants to stretch his product to make more money. So that's what they're using to cut it, and they killed people.
So it's your, has the CDC come out at all to say, this is what's caused this, don't worry about vaping, vaping is fine, or are they just saying this rash of illness that you've seen is directly related to this? Have they actually come out and said, so please don't be afraid of regular vaping, or are they kind of staying clear of the connection?
Until it's accepted fully in America, you're not going to hear anything like that. But they did I forget exactly how Amy Schuker, what her name is from the CDC, worded it, but she did word it in a way to make it sound like we're not saying anymore all vaping, or we're not saying anymore nicotine-based e-juice. She pinpointed what it was, in other words, what to stay away from, without saying go ahead and vape away. I mean, they're not going to say that.
So without naming businesses or specific products, if somebody is hearing this and going, well, now I'm going to go back. I stopped vaping, but I'm going to go back and do this. They should avoid what types of products? Are we talking, like, I want to say over-the-counter, but they're all kind of like over-the-counter. The things you'd buy that are like pre-packaged, is that it?
I don't want to be biased, but I will be. I suggest no one goes to local gas stations and buys what we call a closed pod system, hence your Juul or your Enjoy. They're already sealed in that little pod that you vape, and Big Tobacco are the ones that make those, and you're sort of still supporting Big Tobacco, even though you're trying to get away from it. And that's what I'm kind of hoping, I don't know about the whole vape industry, Trump would do, is say, that's it, no more closed pod systems. We want it to be what it was when vaping started, where we fill our own tanks, or we fill our own pods up, so we know what we're putting in. It means a consumer, I know what's going in my tank when I vape it, versus going to buy something at a gas station that's already filled, sealed from a tobacco company.
Sorry, I have a tickle in my throat, and I don't know why. I'm just paranoid. Webster's sick in the morning. He's got a cold, so now I'm afraid I'm getting the cold. It's all in my head. Sorry, Jason. Focus. All right, so, sorry. Is there any indication that, that's what the president is going to do? Because Juul, they're owned by Big Tobacco, correct? Which company? Is it Marlboro that owns them?
It's Altria. I'm not sure if it's Marlboro, but
it's the parent company. They own that. Is it possible that they're safer than some of these offshoot companies? Because pretty much there's no regulation on this stuff. People can just go out and do what they want, right? If they want to make this stuff and sell it, there's really no real regulation on this stuff, correct?
Correct. Here's my fear. We know Big Tobacco puts over 5,000 chemicals in tobacco, okay? And they put more and more in it to get you hooked, more and more in it, and eventually people get cancer and die. My fear is that's the same thing Big Tobacco will do with vaping, where it's three main ingredients plus flavoring. Right now, what I vape, what we sell in the shop. But what they're going to do is they're going to add more and more ingredients as time goes on, more and more ingredients, and people are going to start dying just like they do from cigarettes, and vaping is going to be unsafe and unhealthy, where right now we know the main ingredients that we put in it.
And there's what? There's only a couple, right?
Yeah, you got your propylene glycol, your vegetable glycerin, and then nicotine. Three ingredients. And then the fourth would be flavoring, if you add flavoring.
If I talked about this a little bit after we got you off there last time. There are options that are nicotine-free, correct?
Absolutely. Like I mentioned, people come in and they want to start out with a high nicotine, say a 12 or an 18, and then they come in and say, I want to go down. I want less nicotine, so they can eventually quit. And we'll bring them down to a 6 and then a 3 and then eventually 0 if you still want to have the habit of holding something and blowing smoke out. Yeah, you can have a zero nicotine or eventually not vape at all.
Right. For the record, I want to make it clear because I don't want anyone to misinterpret what I'm doing here. I have never vaped. I've told you, I think vaping kind of looks silly sometimes. I have seen people in my life who have been heavy smokers switch to vaping and stop smoking. So I've seen the benefits of it. I wouldn't vape if you offered it to me. It's just not something I have any interest in. I've seen the benefit, though, and I'm not a big fan of like the mass hysteria like this. And I'm glad that this news kind of came out to make this connection, whether or not the product has been, you know, damaged beyond repair. I hope that's not the case, because there's so many local business owners who've invested in this, and I'd hate to see these businesses close.
There's a lot of them. There's, you know, 11,000 or more vape shops, and that's something that Trump acknowledged, that, you know, hundreds of thousands of jobs would be lost, and people would go back to smoking. He didn't acknowledge that. But even Forbes, I read an article, I don't have it in front of me, but even Forbes article yesterday talking about how the media is continuing to misinform the public. Like, even they put something in our favor on there. Like, stop with the lies already.
Yeah. Well, like, when is there any indication that this announcement's coming out anytime soon?
Yeah. I mean, he said he was going to be announcing it soon, like, probably this week. We're hoping so. You know, I almost forgot. The thing with the Juul and the Enjoy in those, the nicotine content in those is 50 milligrams, even 60 milligrams you can get. That is ridiculous. Part of the regulations may be, like, I don't know what the UK limits it, whether it's 14, 20 milligram nicotine, but yeah, limit it. Nobody needs to be vaping 50 milligram nicotine. I do 35. I cut it down some, so I'm down to maybe a 20 usually. But yeah, they need to change that. The kids are going out and getting these because it's giving them a buzz, which is really just blocking the oxygen in their brain when they suck down the dual pod at 50 milligrams. That is insane amount of nicotine.
Yeah, I think it's like anything. Know what you're putting in your body. Make an educated decision. I mean, listen, give me a call. Make sure, text me when you find out, when this announcement comes out, and I'll have you back on to explain what it means for you. And
absolutely,
it means for other local businesses as well. And again, I'm not going to your credit, you've never tried once to convince me to vape. Thank you.
No. You don't smoke, don't vape. If you do vape, you know, or if you do smoke and you want to try vaping, you know, yeah, go to your local vape shop. Don't go to the gas station.
Yeah, there's plenty of them around. Yours is Lean Back Vapes. Matt Lewan, I appreciate you being on the air with me. And I'm a weirdo like that. I can get behind some of these causes and these things. I'll say, hey, I'm all for people vaping if it helps them. It doesn't affect me. I know that sounds weird, and it's a kind of a passing the buck kind of thing, but it doesn't really affect me. Same with like drug use. If you want to do that in your own time, do what you got to do. I'm not trying. Sorry if I made a link between the two. There's no connection there. I'm all for fighting for certain things because they don't affect me. It doesn't mean I can't get behind them anyway. So,
real quick, I smoked for almost 30 years before I started vaping. Man, I couldn't go out and play softball. I couldn't swim. I couldn't, you know, wake up in the morning with a clear throat. I'm able to stay underwater now for over a minute. I couldn't do that in my 20s. And now I'm 43 years old, and I'm healthier than I ever been from vaping.
Everyone heard it. Matt says, start vaping and breathe underwater. No, you didn't say that, actually. Now, Matt, we'll talk soon, okay? I really appreciate it, okay? Thank you for the update, and I hope you get good news. I like having you on the air, and we'll see what happens next. So thanks to Matt again, Lean Back Vapes. Find him if you're interested. You know, I'm not going to vape, but I don't think this hysteria is justified.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.